الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. صدق الله العظيم. أن رجلا سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: مرني بأمر في الإسلام لا أسأله عنه أحدا بعدك. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, this great benevolent opportunity, indication of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's limitless clemency and compassion. Shahrul Tawbah, Shahrul Inaba, Shahrul Quran, Shahrul Rahma, Shahrul Dua, Shahrul Itqi Minan Nar, the Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. We are on the cusp of its departure. And like that is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. The one basic, undeniable reality of life, which Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came to remind us of, and which throughout the Quran we are constantly given this reminder, that there is absolutely no permanence in anything in this world. Our example, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the parable: Mali walid dunya, ma ana fid dunya illa karakibin istadalla tahta shajara thumma raha fatarakaha. He equated the life of this world with the situation of a traveler. Now somebody reaches a train station or a bus station or an airport, takes a train, takes a bus, takes an aeroplane. That very act of boarding that train or that bus or that aeroplane indicates what? That when I arrive at my destination, I boarded it here, there I am going to depart, I'm going to get down. So that is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described this life as. He said, you are a traveler, you boarded the train, you boarded the bus, you sat on the camel, or you boarded the plane. Does not mean you're going to remain on that. You have to get off. So there is no permanence. So what is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wa'bud rabbak. Make the ibadat of Allah. Worship Allah. When? How long? Exert yourself in the ibadat of Allah. Seek your Allah. Make Allah happy with you. For how long? Like us, Allah forgive us seasonally. Become Ramadan, like they say, in Pakistan, very often we used to hear this example, they used to call them Juma Party. Who is Juma Party? Those people who, mashallah, are there for Juma Salah. And then as he's leaving the masjid, you tap him on the shoulder and ask him, brother, next week Juma, you're going to be here? He says, of course, how can you insult me by even asking such a question? Then in a softer tone, ask him, brother, Asr Salah, you're going to be here? Say, inshallah, make dua. Allah give tawfiq. In other words, Juma Party, Juma Muslim. The question we have to ask ourselves, my respected brothers, when Allah Ta'ala speaks about deen in the Quran, not just deen, one of the greatest foundational pillars of Islam, Allah speaks about in the Quran, where a man reaches the height of iman and deen, he reaches culmination of iman, the height, the pinnacle. Now when he reaches that level of development of iman and deen, he is now ready to sacrifice his wealth and his life, everything in the path of Allah. Tujahiduna fi sabilillah bi amwalikum wa anfusikum. When Allah refers to that act of absolute pinnacle of iman and deen, very, very interestingly, Allah Ta'ala terms that or refers to that as tijarat. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O people of iman. How many verses in the Quran? More than 6,200 verses in the Quran. And many, many places in the Quran, Allah addresses certain categories of people. Qul ya ayyuhal ladhina hadu, ya ahlal kitab, ya ayyuhal nas, ya ayyuhal ladhina kafaru. These are specific, exclusive modes of address. O people of kufr, people of shirk, O people of the book, O the Yahud, O humanity. There are only 89 places. Out of more than 6,200 verses, there are only 89 places where Allah Ta'ala addresses Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Special address. Special. The problem is the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leave the more than 6,200 verses. We haven't even got time or justaju or even this much attachment with the Quran. 30, 40, 50, 60 years of the life have passed, and we've never taken the trouble of just looking at these 89 places where Allah is addressing me directly. What does my Allah want? What is Allah saying to me? Get a legal document, we'll pay somebody. We'll pay him a fancy sum to interpret the legalese and to break that document down for us and explain it to us. Quran, we don't have the time, we don't have the energy, unfortunately. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. This is special mode. Allah is addressing you and I. And not only that, accolade and honor. Allah is placing the seal. You have iman. You are accepted. You are the people of Allah. One such place, Allah says, hal adullukum. What is this? Hal adullukum. Hal adullukum is like advertising. Putting water in the mouth of the person. Should I not show you something? Should I not? Should hal adullukum? Should I not show you? Like one place Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Sahaba, Ala hal mushammirun lil jannah? Ala hal mushammirun lil jannah? Any of you really desires jannah? Do you not want to strive for jannah? Do you not want to put your shoulder to the wheel for jannah? And then look at how our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts water in the mouth about Jannah. La khatara laha, la khatara laha. There's no price tag. You won't be able to even quantify the value of this Jannah. Hiya wa rabbil Kaaba. Jannah by the qasam of the Rabb of the Kaaba. Noorun yatala'la. Rayhanatun tahtaz. Fakiha kathira. نضيجا قصر مشيد نهر مضطرد زوجة حسناء جميلة في دار عالية في حبر ونظر في دار مقيمة سليمة بهية أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Such a beautiful way Rasulullah does. Don't you desire this? Will you not put your shoulder to the wheel for this? Will you not strive for it? By the qasam of the Rabb of the Kaaba, it is a shining light. It is flowing streams. It is beautiful palaces. It is ripe, delicious fruit. It is maidens of indescribable beauty. It is pearls, emeralds, jewelry that you will never be able to quantify. Such a description Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives. To create the shore, to create the talab, like that Quran, Allah says, Hal adullukum, hal adullukum. Should I not show you? Should I not show you what, my Allah? Tunjikum min adabin aleem. This will save you from a terrible punishment. Yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Allah will forgive your sins. Yudkhilkum jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Allah will put you into Jannah. Masakin tayyiba fi jannati adn. Beautiful homes, not in ordinary Jannah, in Jannati Adn, in the highest Jannat, VIP Jannat. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is the great success I am telling you about. هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ. Not only Jannat, أُخْرَى تُحِبُّونَهَا. The other thing you like, we will give you dunya also. نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيمٌ. The help of Allah and a huge victory. All this. What term does Quran use? هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ. Allah says, should I not show you a business? Tijara, even a person who doesn't know Arabic, we all know this term, tijara. Ask anybody, even a child, tijara, business, vepari, everyone knows. All this Allah refers to as business. Why? Allah is not telling you about some shop or some wholesale or some market. Allah is telling you about the greatest amal, striving in the path of Allah with your wealth and your lives, the pinnacle of iman, that amal which will save you from jahannam, give you jannat, give you honor in this world. And all this Allah labels as tijara. Why? Because deen and dunya, when it comes to the principles of business, are very similar. Like in business, you have a season. Ask all the shopkeepers, December, they all understand. They don't wait for December, they start preparing beforehand. Seasons or periods of heightened commercial activity. We put the shoulder to the wheel, we exert ourselves. The question, the crunch, burning question you have to ask yourselves, my respected brothers, is when the season passes, what happens? Does the businessman close his shop and go on vacation? Now it's no more December, so shut up shop. Don't pay rent, don't have to pay the staff, don't have to do anything. If you present that type of model, they tell you, pagal ho gaya, bhai, have you lost your senses? Why in our deen are we shutting up shop? Allah, when Allah speaks about deen, Allah uses the same term, tijarat. Allah gave you one season, Ramadan. Does it mean you only worship Allah in Ramadan? Is this how we show our gratitude to Allah? Someone came to Shibli, rahimahullah. They asked him, Ayyuma afdal, Ayyuma afdal, Rajab am Shaban. They asked him, which one is more virtuous? Sometimes questions also you have to be very careful. People ask questions for the wrong intentions. They got other ideas. Like someone asked Imam Abu Hanifa, which is more virtuous when I'm bathing in the stream? Must my chest face the Qibla or must my back face the Qibla when I'm bathing in the stream? Which is more virtuous? So Imam Sahib told him, bhai, face your clothes, because if somebody steals it, you're going to be in trouble. So questions also. They have to be relevant. So this person came to Shibli, what was his actual intention? Ayyuma afdal, Rajab am Shaban. These were Allah walas. People of Allah, special insight Allah gives them. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ittaqu firasat al-mu'min, fa'innahu yandhuru binurillah. He said, fear the inner wisdom, that special insight which Allah gives a true believer. Why? Yandhuru binurillah. He looks with the nur of Allah. So, ayyuma afdal, Rajab am Shaban. They came to ask him, which is more virtuous, Rajab or Shaban? He said, bhai, kun rahbaniyan, la rajabiyan, wala shabaniyan. He said, become the devoted slave of Allah, whether it is Rajab or whether it is Shaban or whether it is Ramadan. Do not be a seasonal Muslim. Don't be Juma party or Ramzani Muslim. This is when you are making mazak of deen. This is when you are making a mockery with Allah. Someone came to Bishr Hafi rahimahullah. Inna qawman yata'abbaduna wa yajtahiduna fi Ramadan. Look at this. If you understand Arabic, Allahu Akbar. Look at the wording of this observation. Inna qawman. There is a group of people. Not ya'buduna. Yata'abbadun. Yata'abbadun. What is yata'abbadun? One is ya'budun, to make Allah's ibadat. When you say yata'abbadun, this means a person who makes so much of ibadat that he doesn't know day from night. Yata'abbadun. This is a man who made holes in the musalla, in our language. Yata'abbadun. Wayajtahidun. They are a group of people. This observation was made. Inna qawman yata'abbaduna wayajtahiduna fi Ramadan. In Ramadan, they don't know day from night. They finish themselves. Tilawat of Quran, zikrullah, masjid, worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Total, complete devotion. Like I said, these were people of Allah, they had insight. When this observation was made to him, what he said? He said, bi'sal qawmu qawmun la ya'rifun Allah haqqan illa fi Ramadan. He said, what a terrible people they are. Damned be to them. This is bi'sal qawm. May Allah damn them. Distance them who only recognize the right of my Allah in Ramadan. Inna salih alladhi yajtahidu sanata kullaha. The true slave. Allah doesn't give you air to breathe only in Ramadan. Allah doesn't give you the eyes to see only in Ramadan. Allah is not showering His countless ni'mats and bounties upon you only in Ramadan. Allah is not only Ghafurur Rahim in Ramadan. Allah's mercy, certain seasons He gave us, like you have business seasons. So that becomes a platform, a building block for you for the next 11 months. Not so that you become a Ramazani Muslim. Not so that you join the Jummah party. I remember 1995, our Jamaat went to Jordan. We were in Gharbul Amman, Western Amman. As we entered the Markaz, one of the Zimmedars sat with us and he said, listen, there's something I want to tell you people. Obviously, he was referring to the work of Dawud and Tabligh, but in a general context, he was talking about deen and the effort we make for deen. He says, for Allah's sake, don't become a seasonal Muslim. For a Muslim, there is no rest. There's no holiday period. There's no vacation. There's no taking your foot off the accelerator. The time to take your foot off the accelerator is the qabr. That is what Allah says, the verse I recited in the beginning. Wa'bud Rabbak. Allah says, make my ibadat. Make my ibadat for how long? When? When can you take it easy? When can you relax? Hatta ya'tiyakal yaqeen. Hatta ya'tiyakal yaqeen. Allah says, carry on worshipping Allah until yaqeen comes. Yaqeen. Yaqeen means the absolute, undeniable certainty. Do what you like. Become a millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire. Run behind this dunya. Be going to a state of denial. Keep shifting the goalposts. Do whatever you want. But this, you're not going to be able to deny it. And what is that? Mort and death. That is coming. And Allah says, till that last moment, make the ibadat of Allah. Innamal a'mal bil khawatim. We will judge you according to the ending. We will judge you according to the ending. For a Muslim, there is no taking the foot off the accelerator. There's no vacation. There's no relaxation. Vacation, relaxation. Nam kanawmatil arud. There in the qabr it will be said, sleep now like how a bride sleeps. Now is mazal. Now you enjoy yourself. This short life, this is shaitan's dhoka. One Ramadan to the next Ramadan, one Jummah till the next Jummah, one big night till the next big night, becoming a seasonal Muslim, the greatest personality after Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. There was no greater human being that ever walked the surface of this earth. After the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is the ijma and consensus of the ulama of the ummah. This was the greatest human being after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. How many accolades? One majlis Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Usman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Talha fil Jannah, Zubair fil Jannah, Saad bin Abi Waqqas fil Jannah, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah fil Jannah, Abdurrahman bin Auf fil Jannah, Saeed Abu Zaid, Saeed bin Zaid, Abu Al-Awar fil Jannah, VIP, top 10. My Nabi enters the masjid, right hand side Abu Bakr, left hand side Umar, holds the hands of both of them, raises it up and says, Hakada Nuhsharu Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Exactly like this. Abu Bakr on my right, Umar on my left. Allah will raise us on the day of judgment. This is that personality. My Nabi once sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Sahaba, Inni la'arifu rajulan bismihi wasmi abihi wa ummihi la yati baban min babil jannah illa qala marhaban marhaba. He said, I know the name of a person. I know the name of his parents. Every one of you desires Jannah. Jannah desires him. There's not a door of Jannah that will not call out, welcome, enter through me. Welcome, enter through me. Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu, when he hears this, he falls on his knees. Inna hadha lamurtafi'un sha'nuhu ya Rasulallah. Who is this great personality? Murtafi'un sha'nuhu. What does my Nabi say? Huwa Abu Bakr ibn Abi Quhafa. It is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Accolade upon accolade, accolade upon accolade, yet Jabir bin Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anhu, call him Reaver, new Muslim, just accepts Islam. Then he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, advise me. Amongst the advices Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him, amongst them, La tahqiranna min al ma'rufi shay. Jabir, a Muslim is one who will apply himself to do good deeds at every chance and opportunity he gets. It's not seasonal. Do not consider any good deed to be insignificant. You don't know on what Allah is going to make your maghfirah. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, look at the pedigree, look at the accolade, look at the Allahu Akbar, yet the khawf, the fear, never becoming complacent, never taking his deen and iman for granted. Ya laytani kuntu shajaratan tu'da. Ya laytani kuntu shajaratan tu'da. If only I was a blade of grass and some animal ate me up. Ya layta ummi lam talidni. If only my mother had never given birth to me. One day he sees a bird flying, and he says, Ya usfur, how fortunate you are. You will just fly between the trees, find your risk and sustenance and moth, and then it's over for you. If only I could be like you, I would not have to give hisab in the court of Allah. This is a sign of iman, the proof of iman. Is not to become complacent. Never take your deen and iman for granted. This incident about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, I just want to contextualize it. I mentioned this before also. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't give them advance notice that, listen, I'm going to test you all on a certain day, like we find in this world. exam. They tell you long in advance. They post the calendar for the whole year. The students know 10 months, 12 months in advance when the exam is. And then too, they still don't prepare. Somebody sent me an anecdote. There was this students, they had to write exams. So what they did? Morning of the exam, they come to the headmaster. They say, listen, give us 1 week extension. We didn't prepare. Why? What happened? Last night we went to the library and we got a puncture. Whole night we were pushing the car. So we are exhausted. We never prepared. Please give us 1 week extension. So the headmaster said, okay, everyone else will write. You people, 1 week extension. When the time came for the extended exam now, obviously everyone else has written. So special arrangement had to be made. So each one was put into a separate classroom. Three of them, three separate classrooms. And two questions were given to them. One question, 2% mark. What is your name? The other question, 98% mark. Which tire got punctured? Obviously all of them got punctured. Because they made it up. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't give advance notice. That listen, certain day I'm going to question you all and ask you all. All of a sudden, man asbaha minkum sa'ima. Who is fasting today? Nafil fast. Abu Bakr says, ana ya Rasulullah. Man at'ama minkum miskina. Who fed a poor person today? Ana ya Rasulullah. Man aada minkum marida. Who visited a sick person today? Ana ya Rasulullah. Man atba'a minkum janaza. Who followed a janaza today? Ana ya Rasulullah. Every neki, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the question, today, who has done this? Without giving them advance notice, just on an ordinary day, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts this question, and every question, that personality who got one glad tiding upon another glad tiding upon another glad tiding, jannati, 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 yet, never became complacent. Always looking for every chance to do neki. So each time, ana, 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 Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again on that occasion says that majtama anna fi imrin illa wajabat lahul jannah o kama qal, that someone who has done all this neki on one day, Allah has made jannat wajib for him. So this mindset, this is a very, very dangerous mindset. And it is the height of ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Great sage of Islam, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi, and someone asked him, how do I know my ibadat is accepted by Allah? How do I know my ibadat is accepted by Allah? Obviously, Thursday is Eid, Thursday morning, there's not going to be malaika lining the streets with the parcha that so and so's Ramadan is accepted. And so, Allah protect us, is rejected. Malaika are not going to descend with some parcha. They are alamat and signs. So they asked him, how do I know my ibadat was accepted by Allah? What a beautiful answer he gave. He said, if you do amal, and after that amal, Allah gives you the tawfiq for the next amal. Understand, the first amal was accepted by Allah. So in the context of Ramadan, if whatever promises we made with Allah, whatever hot tears we shed, whatever guftagu, munajat we made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we knocked the door of Allah late at night, we stood on the musalla, we read tahajjud, we increased our tilawat of Quran, the zikr of Allah, dua, turning to Allah Ta'ala, abstaining from haram, we were able to control our gaze to some extent. The ears were controlled, the eyes were controlled, the mind was controlled. The alamat and the sign of the acceptance of all this is that it has to permeate after Ramadan. Hatta ya'tiyakal yaqeen, until yaqeen, until maut comes. This is what Shariat refers to as istiqamat, perseverance on a'mal. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha ghaliban is the narrator. Ahabbul a'mali ilallah. أَخَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. You'll get two examples. You get the example of the seasonal Muslim who on the one occasion will put a hole in the musalla and then after that you can't find him. Then you will get that person who has istiqamat, perseverance, regularity in his a'mal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ghaliban Aisha radiallahu anha is the narrator, the most beloved actions to Allah are not seasonal, are those in which there is permanence even if it is less. Wa in qalla. It's mentioned in hadith, wa in qalla. Even if it is less, Allah loves this, permanence. Not seasonal. Not applying your foot and then taking it off. See, permanence. They say that person, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one such person, was a seasonal believer. So he told him, he said, إِنَّكَ تَبْنِي وَتَهْدِمْ إِنَّكَ تَبْنِي وَتَهْدِمْ. He said, what is wrong with you? You keep building and breaking, building and breaking, building and breaking. When are you going to stop that? This person immediately knew what Rasulullah was referring to. He said, "Sofa abni wala ahadim." He said, "Ya Rasulullah, now I will build and I won't break." Ulama give the analogy. They say the seasonal ibadat is what the example of it is like someone went to the well, put the bucket inside and started pulling, 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 and as the bucket reaches about 1 meter from the top, his hands start paining. So he says, "You know what? Let me relax now. Let me chill." So he lets go of the rope and he sits down. Then after a little bit later, another Josh comes, so he starts pulling the rope till he reaches 1 meter from the top. Then again he says, you know what, my arms are paining, head is paining, let me chill. They say, Qiyamah will come, he won't get one bucket of water also. That is a seasonal Muslim. That is seasonal worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is not matloob in Shariat. One Sahabi came, and on this I'll terminate. He said, Murni bi amrin fil Islam. لا أسأله عنه أحدا بعدك يا رسول الله. What an عجيب question. Sahaba, we, all our lives may be sacrificed upon them, the service they did for deen. What a beautiful question. What his question was? He says, Ya Rasulullah, tell me something about Islam. Command me with something in Islam that is such, that is so comprehensive. لا أسأله عنه أحدا بعدك. After this, I don't have to ask you for anything else. Give me the nature, the essence. Give me a comprehensive, something comprehensive I can latch on to, and I won't need to ask for anything else. مرني بأمر في الإسلام لا أسأله عنه أحدا بعدك. What did my Nabi tell him? قل آمنت بالله. Say آمنت بالله. I believe in Allah. Take upon yourself the commitment of Islam and then ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Then have istiqamat, persevere upon your commitment. Don't be seasonal, don't be occasional. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this was such advice that you don't need anything else after this. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Those who say Allah is our Rabb, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, then they have istiqamat on this. What does Allah say? فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Dunya is theirs, akhirat is theirs. No fear and nothing, no, they don't have to grieve anything. If they will have istiqamat, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains this. He says, وَلَمْ يَرُوغُوا. Istaqim. وَلَمْ يَرُوغُوا رَوْغَانَ الثَّعَالِبِ. He says, don't be a cunning wolf and a fox when it comes to Shariat and Deen. Don't play with the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Don't make Deen into a mazak and a mockery. Don't keep looking for shortcuts. Understand your commitment to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and persevere upon that. Allah gave us Ramadan, my respected brothers, whatever little amal was done, we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala accepts it. But alamat of acceptance, sign of acceptance, is the life before Ramadan and the life after Ramadan is not the same. What we asked forgiveness for, Allah give us the himmat not to return back to that. And this connection with the masjid, this applying ourselves in a'mal, we have to maintain that. We have to maintain that beyond Ramadan. because the only reality of this life is death. The reality of this life is death. All of us are travelers. There's no relaxation period. The relaxation period, inshallah, will be in the qabr. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah.